Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Side Around the World, Mad or Glad, Monday here in New York. And the horror of these nursing homes. You know, we talk about it. We have the petition. It really hits home when you have someone, a loved one, in one of those nursing homes. And the next thing you know, they wind up in the hospital with an infection and possible blood poisoning, which is very dangerous, by the way. Rosie, my dear friend, Suzanne's mom, is currently going through that. And I can't help but think that a big reason why she's in the hospital is due to neglect by these people who are supposed to help you. And, you know, they take all your money. They leave you with no ambition in life. They destroy your any kind of dreams that you might have, or passions that you might have, even though you're up in age. Some of the greatest accomplishments have happened when people have been up in age. I had a guy on my show one time, became a doctor at 90 years old. Giovanni Martinelli sang Otello when he was 80 years old. You know? So, there's no reason for people to be in nursing homes. They should not have to go to a nursing home. If you read our petition, you'll see a solution. Change.org. You know, the money is there, and the money to make up for the state who won't pay for the extra time to keep a person out of the nursing home can be raised. The agencies for the disabled and the elderly don't care one damn about people like Rosie. They're not doing a damn thing to get her into her own home. These programs are horrible. They've all failed people. You hear, when you hear Maureen call on the show, they had her mom on the wrong program for 3 years. How many more people have fallen, or how many more people have been on the wrong program for years? And all the money is wasted, and the agencies that do these things still get the money. So it's a definite horror. And this country will not improve until these nursing homes are gone. I really, truly believe that, and millions of others believe it. You know, unfortunately, you've witnessed the demonstrations over the years of the disabled groups, and they made one big mistake. They didn't get the agencies start raising the money and then say to the government, hey, put up your half, get rid of these nursing homes, give us enforcement on the, if you want to keep the ADA, fine, make it enforceable in housing, make every dwelling so anyone can live in it, not just certain people. Everyone in this country who has freedom, who's an American citizen, should be able to live wherever they want. And there again, the agencies and the government should split the cost. You hear people talk about taxes, all the taxes. You could lower the damn taxes if they would listen to us. Even if the agencies could raise part of the money, Every bit helps. So how many more people are in hospitals today, tomorrow, next week, from these damn nursing homes who don't take care of people and who are so closed-minded? And the food they serve you contributes to infection. I mean, God forbid they should give people sautéed dandelion, you know. I wonder if one nursing home in this country ever served sautéed dandelion. That'd be an interesting question to get the answer to. It's absolutely outrageous that with all this money, people have to suffer and be neglected and be humiliated. Inner sight hates it. And we're trying to do something about it. Where are the all these agencies? Why don't they sign a petition? Put it up on your website. Get the money so we can start this idea of Volunteer Plus and have a chance to keep people out of the nursing homes and get them out and supply the hours that the state won't supply. That's the name of the game. And anyone who wants to try to improve the nursing homes, I don't even want to hear that. You know the first thing you got to do? Make sure they don't take people's money away. Because a person doesn't have a chance to do anything without funding. I mean, horrible, you know. Let the politicians get elderly, get older, and try to function without money. With the same amount of money that they throw at us. And this week we're going to be doing a show, how much do the politicians and the government owe us? That's on Wednesday night, by the way. I forget the title for Thursday, but and of course Friday is the funnies and tomorrow night's open mic. Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. The little bear, Akita, great, great dog. My dog today had to guide me on an open highway because people don't give a damn about public safety. The town where I live and all the other thousands of towns all over the country. And I stuck with her and I'm still here, world. Inner Sight and the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. I'll thank her for all of her help and caring. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them, nourish them, go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Honor them. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or look for an apartment? Give Mr. Kennedy a call. And tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. 631-888-1186. We hope to have phone calls on in the show a little bit later if Suzanne can make it onto the program. Inner Sight and all of our friends who have helped us in the past, Good Mojo Printers, all with a .com, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. And if you need a lawyer for civil rights, James Bahamonde is the ADA lawyer. 516-783-9662. I'll give him a call. Yeah, we go all over the world. We got over 100,000 listeners and growing. Titian's up there now. One, to license the service dog schools, which the politicians absolutely do not care about. And the other one, to get rid of these nursing homes, keep people out of them, and get them out with our idea of Volunteer Plus. You can read about what that's about on the petition. And we need your signature. Change.org. Put in inner sight at change.org and you'll find the petitions. Let's see, what else we got? Well, we'll hold the Able News, see if our co-host makes it onto the show. If not, it's going to be a one-man mad or glad without phone calls. And we, of course, prayers go out for Rosie and all the other people dealing with the nursing homes and who have wound up in the hospital. You know, which is worse these days, the hospital or the nursing home? You don't want to be in either one of them these days. Inner Sight, if you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650 is the call-in number, and we don't have the phones open right now. We'll try to get them open a little bit. Mad or glad, you know, so Mr. Biden's been in there, I don't know, a few weeks. All I hear so far is talk. I don't hear anything he talks about. Everything else except how he's going to help those of us who are disabled. You know, the system that is so damn oppressive to us that we have to fight with these agencies to get the smallest type of help. It's disgusting. And not one word about us, the disabled. Millions of us all over the country. Many of us pay taxes. Many of us work, still work. And, I mean, I'll give you one quick example. I had to walk today in the road. And then when you come to the corner in this town where I live, it's Sayville. It's horrible. Sayville, New York. You can't even read the damn traffic light. And you've got snow blocking the sidewalks. There's no supposed to be public safety in this town. Where is it? And they refuse to fix the, put up the accessible pedestrian signals. Mr. Biden has not addressed us in any way, shape, or form that I know of. I mean, maybe he's referred to us in his on his website, but that's what the hell good is that? He hasn't done anything for us. And what we want doesn't even cost any money. If he can get the agencies to start raising half the money, he can cut back and help us. There's no enforcement. There's no laws to protect you when you're denied a service dog. The agencies make a lot of money on that. They take advantage of us. The nursing homes are horrible. They make a lot of money on that. And take advantage of people and treat them like garbage. Oh, all the politicians that I've spoken to agree that it's wrong, that it shouldn't be. But they don't do a damn thing about it. We need action. We need action. Hello. To the tune where the government can save money and help millions of people. That's the kind of action we need. We need these agencies ordered by law, mandated, to start raising money to help us. Now, talking about Rosie, our friend, Suzanne's mom,
yeah.
and all the other millions, she's in the hospital. She has to go back to the hellhole that put her in the damn hospital.
That's right.
Neglect, horrible food, take all her money, tell her to piss her pants. What the hell kind of a world? What are we dealing with Nazis here?
You know, you want to hear something? I've never been told this. When I was in a nursing home for a while, and I never want to go back there, by the way, I saw the true nature of it. Okay, I was told if I had to use the bathroom, oh, we'll get to you. Just go to bathroom in the diaper that we put you in. I'm like, excuse me.
Well, you know what I think. You know what I think you should do. I know. You know what I think you should do tomorrow. I think you should call a half a dozen agencies for the disabled, and ask for the director. Tell them we got the petition, and tell them your mother is in the hospital because the nursing home neglected her, and she's got possible blood poisoning. Am I right?
No, she has it already. She has sepsis.
She has blood
very
poisoning.
Bad.
Right? And you don't want to send her back to the nursing home. You want them to raise the damn money, you know, to get her an apartment.
You know the last me out thing. They don't have it.
Huh?
They can't do it. You know why they can't do it? They get money from the state.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, it's true.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's horrible. And it's not just Rosie. It's thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people that wind up in this same situation.
I don't know whether to scream, cry, scream again, cry. I'm at a loss for words. This whole week I'm at a loss for words. I really am.
Sure, because when you put your mom in there, she wasn't like this.
No. She was able to walk around on
her walker.
I talked
to her.
Yeah.
When she first went into the damn place.
I know. And people won't believe that was only, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Look how much
Give
worse she's gotten.
Maybe a few months. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that blood poisoning is very, very dangerous.
Yes, it is. I had it.
Especially when you're 85 years old.
Yeah, now put that age on there. Put that she has a weak heart. Put that she's got a whole bunch of other things that go with that. Now she's got a terrible mix. And that there is, what do you call, COVID floating around there. She's a weakened immune system from that. You know, come on. I'm praying I don't lose my mother. I mean, like I said, I don't know whether to scream or cry, really.
We need to get this program off the ground. I don't know where the money's going to come from, you know, or who's going to do it, but we need a miracle. There are miracles out there. I believe it.
Yes, I know.
You know, when I needed a guide dog and not one of these damn agencies would help me, I found a miracle.
Yeah,
his name was Mountain.
Yeah.
Years ago. And God, give me the strength to write this book. We have a meeting on Thursday, a conference call, to start getting the book together. God, give me the strength. If I can write this damn book, the first thing I'm going to do is get the money to put the Volunteers Plus into practice.
I hope it's not too late for my mom, to tell you that.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, that's one of the first things I want to do.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Because these places are horrible.
They're the
worst. Absolutely
Can
horrible.
Can I say they are actually akin, but they're probably not as they're probably, you know, worse than being in jail, I would say. Because nobody in jail is sat down in their own, you know, excrement or their own urine.
No, in jail you
nobody
got your
sits down in it.
Your little bathroom right in the cell.
Right.
You know, you can go right in the damn cell. And the next morning you're emptied out, but you can go.
Do you know what made me even more aggravated? All right. I saw something that infuriated me. Now, this doesn't infuriate me usually. I'm usually, you know, okay, they want what they're going to be in the jail for a long time. Let them, you know, at least have, you know, some decency if they didn't commit a really bad crime. Okay, I'm okay with that. But one of these insurrectionists, and this didn't bother me, but this one bothered me a lot. He asked for organic food in jail.
Mm.
Now, I'm like, wait a second. You were threatening people's lives and you want to ask for organic food?
Well, they have more rights than the people in the nursing
yes.
home.
I don't have any rights right now. I'm
they
a second-class
right.
citizen. Even though I was born in the United States, I am a United States citizen through and through. And yet, I don't have.
You can't even get an agency for the blind or disabled to send you Uber to go see your mother
yeah.
right now.
Right. No. You know what
you
I would have
get
to
a
do?
Friggin' agency
I'd have to go in
to
the
do
cold,
that.
Get stuck in the street on my power wheelchair. I can't see where the bus stop is, and I'm hearing impaired. I can't hear where the cars are, and I have to go on my power wheelchair through the freaking snow and get stuck on my power wheelchair
You'll
going
never
across
make
the
it,
street
I'm telling
to
you.
Get to
the
bus the stop. The
sidewalks
yes, that's
are
what
all
I have to
horrendous.
Do.
And even if you have a little sidewalk, you move a little bit, and then
right.
you come to a big snow barrier. Then you got to go back and figure you'll never
yeah.
make it.
No, I won't. She'll probably die before
you'll
I get there.
You'll never make it.
Right. She'll
you
probably
know.
Die before I get there.
They don't give a damn about people like us. It's horrible, man.
Yeah.
I walked out there today. What little snow we had covered up. What little was there for us to maneuver.
I know.
You know, we're supposed to get more tomorrow.
Oh, God. I hate to say it. You know, part of me blames myself, and part of me, I can't blame myself. I'm in a catch-22.
It's
you know?
The system.
I know.
It's the damn system that kills people, especially if you're elderly and disabled. The system
mm-hmm.
is designed
yeah.
to get rid of you.
It is.
You know, it really is. I mean, all
you know
the
what
money
I blame
that's
myself?
There.
Oh, if I just worked a little harder to get her out. But I can't. I can't work harder. How could I? What is there to work for? What is anybody stepping up to help us out that I didn't work hard enough? You know?
You got to have the money.
That's right.
Well, anyway, 213-816-1650. Why don't you do the Able News, and then we'll check the lines.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled community is a priority. Also, they have a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. We concentrate tonight especially in honor of Rosie on the nursing home petition that we have at change.org. Now, you want to, can you give it a look? Any movement on it at all?
Yeah, I am going to look.
Let's see what we've got, if anything, you know.
I hope it's something.
Change.org. If you read the petition, you'll get a good idea of what we are trying to accomplish here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the idea is good for everyone because we're not asking the government for any damn ass money.
That's true.
We're asking them to sign an executive order, mandate the agencies. See, if they sign that, Biden signs the order, we can then call any agency and say, hey, we're in a site. You know, the order, it goes through. We want a meeting. We want to know immediately what your ideas are to raise this money. And we'll help you.
Well, we got more views, 18 views and only 2 signatures.
Well, views are good.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I wish it got more views, but I would have to pay money to it.
Well, I'm going to try to raise some money to get, you know, promoted.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But this is the best idea to get rid of these nursing homes. You know, we don't have to go out and do and get arrested. We don't have to do any demonstrations. You know, if the president would cooperate and do this, you know, we'll go after the agencies. We'll call them. But, you know, but it's got to be enforceable, though.
Of course.
Not just a half-ass, you know, please do this and all that. No. It has to be an enforceable law.
Yeah.
You know? And if these agencies don't want to do it, get rid of the people who work there and put people in there who do want to do it. That's got to be part of the law.
Of course.
Because otherwise it's not going to work.
That's true. Very true.
So there you have it, world. Anybody on the line?
There was. Let me just check and see if they're still on the line. Bear with me. I was in the petition a second. I saw something. I wanted to just change.
Right.
Give me one.
In a site around the world, Matt or Glad Monday.
I thought you wanted me to read it, so I went into it. Sorry about that.
Oh, you can read it, sure.
You want me to read it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nursing homes kill people. The perfect example of this is the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 that recently invaded the nursing homes. The authorities did nothing to protect the residents, resulting in the death of many. InnerSight Incorporated is a nonprofit. Hold on, I skipped section. Is a nonprofit. Yeah, there it is. Advocacy group for the disabled. We believe that we have the solution to the nursing home problem. We want to start a program called Volunteer Plus, where certified home health care workers would donate hours to keep people out of nursing homes and prevent them from going in as well. The state frowns on giving people 24 hours times 7 days a week care. So because of that, many people are forced to go into nursing homes. Let's see here. Through Volunteer Plus, we hope to establish a private fund to compensate and reward the certified home health care aid. This program would take the burden off the taxpayers, government, and would give people a better life. We urge President Biden to sign an executive order to mandate all agencies to contribute to this fund. And then for more information and donations, please contact InnerSight, Inc. at, and then I gave our phone numbers, the website, our Facebook page, the podcast, and our email address.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's simple.
All right.
One page.
So there you have it, folks. You know, the volunteers who are already trained. And on their day off, nothing to do with the state or the agency where they work, you know?
Yeah.
My day off, I can do what I want.
Right.
You know, go to somebody's home, donate the hours. You have a bill, you want us to pay your rent, your car insurance, whatever it is. It goes in accordance with how much you're going to donate. We have to work that out.
Right.
But give us the money so we can work it out. You know, this money is not going to big ass salaries. There's not going to be anyone running this thing that's going to get a big salary.
Yeah.
You know, there may be some expenses taken out of it to do necessary things, but there's no big $500,000, $250,000, $100,000 salaries going to be attached to this fund. No way. Hell no. I won't let it happen. This money is going to go to help people stay out and get out of the nursing home. You know? And I don't see where the state would be troubled about this, because you never know. I don't see where they would be troubled about this. We're not asking them for the money. So there you have it. There's the idea. The petition is up there, and a couple of the politicians say they like it, but they haven't really done anything to help. But we'll see what happens. 213-816-1650, Mattaglad Monday. Tomorrow's open mic. Wednesday's show. How much do the government and the agencies owe us? That's Wednesday's show. What about Thursday? What do we got? What was the show for Thursday?
Oh, okay, I know. I gotta go back to that.
I forget the title.
Right, let's see the callers.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah, it is.
Good title.
Yeah, we have all these shows. Hold on. I just want to
make
sure there's not too many people waiting. I know.
You do the funny.
All right, we have Maureen waiting, so. And we have a listener. Those are there.
All right, so. Thursday
now,
show.
I just need to go and see. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. What did you want me to do?
Thursday's show.
Oh, yeah, Thursday's
show. I'm trying
to
get the title.
Sorry. My mind's very preoccupied with my mom right now. That's where my mind is right now, honestly.
Worrying. It's understandable. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
You know.
And I just can't get it off that right now.
All right. In a sight,
hold
we'll
on,
get, we'll get
there.
You. We'll,
okay, I'm here. Yeah, I got Thursday's show. Our biggest obstacle isn't discrimination. It is getting what we need from the government and the agencies. So true.
Case better believe
it. Today. What I'm talking about, that is Thursday's show, and tomorrow's is how much does the government and the agencies owe us? They owe us a lot.
That's Wednesday's show.
Yep. And
all
the
right,
Friday night
inside, let's take a phone call
from
Maureen from Queens, New York.
Yeah.
InnerSight.
Okay, here she comes. Just give me a moment.
Hello.
All right, hang on.
Hi, guys. I won't ask you how you are,
Suzanne,
because I understand. I can understand how you are. How's Frank?
I mean, right now, all I could think about, really, is, you know, Mom, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hang in there until I can rescue you. That's how I feel.
That's right. Exactly. Well, today was my mom's health care plan meeting, and she's doing great. So that I asked them for the, you know, what medicine she's getting. And then they tell me one she's getting that I'm a little disturbed about. I said, why is she getting that? Well, she gets anxious sometimes. Well, like, who wouldn't when you're in a nursing home and you can't see your loved one since, like, a year ago almost? And because I know I've been told she calls out for me some nights. I mean, this is only normal to be, you know. I mean, I call out for her in the morning. Lots of times I call mom. So I'm going to get that straightened out with her doctor, who should let me know things anyway. But because, you know, when my mom was living with me before she had to go to the nursing home, my mom had 10 toes, like she should. My mom didn't have a hole in her belly from a feeding tube that was put in wrong and had to be changed and was wrong and everything and fell out eventually. My mom didn't have big pock marks on her back that one Christmas Eve. She had had this for like 5 days. They couldn't figure it out. They plopped the usual creams on her back that weren't helping. Oh, yeah. She just kept asking me to scratch, to scratch, to scratch. Well, how? I mean, I couldn't do that. I didn't want to hurt her getting an infection from scratching. And how long could I scratch? So Christmas Eve of 2015, I went out and I said, look, you're going to have to either send her to the hospital and find out what it is, or I'll send her. Oh, no, we're not going to send her to the hospital. I said, fine, then I'll send her myself. I still to this day don't know what she had. She had a whole shopping bag full of things she had in Dry Harbor.
Sounds
they
like a fungus infection.
I really mean that.
It sounds
sorry?
Like a fungus infection, what she had.
Well, somebody said it could have been scabies from the man next door. I don't know exactly. I never did find out. Because he didn't like to take his bath.
Usually
so
they got
now,
rid of that rather easily.
I'm sorry, Susan?
Usually they, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear too good.
Oh, all right. They've gotten rid of that rather easily with, you know, that's not something that you get normally, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know. It could have been what my thinking is, because we never, like I said, did find out. My thinking is we used to sit in the recreation area right in front of, they had birds in a cage, like, and they were always sick. And shortly after my mom got this, they took them away. So my thinking is, she might have caught something from them because birds do carry germs and stuff. So that's what I'm thinking it was, you know? But anyway, now she had to have the two toes. Now she's in a place where she did have the virus last year. Thank God she's okay so far now. But thank God they got the phone in too, because we call so much during the day. And I can notice a change in, she just sounds so much more happy when I call. You know what I mean? And I do too. You know, but, I mean, it's just a horrible, and this damn scamdemic, as I'm calling it, because other people are too, that has kept us away from each other and raped us out of a whole year of being together has just added to the tragedy of it all, you know? Because it's
okay.
Just, I'm sorry, Susan?
No, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, I mean, they got to find a way. Don't tell me yesterday, that Super Bowl game. Other people have said it. Don't tell me there were more than 25,000 people there, which is quite a lot anyway. And I don't think, I didn't see it because I can't see the TV. I don't think, and I heard, they weren't all masked up. So if that doesn't spread stuff, you know, I'm tired of this
being,
you know.
A super spreader. They were saying that might contribute to elevating the numbers again. Yeah, they were talking about it.
It might contribute to what? I can't hear.
Elevating the numbers again.
They're going to elevate it. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if people are told they can't have people at their house in the court, when I don't care if it's outdoors or not, those players were on top of each other. How could this not be? You know what I mean? I'm sick of the two sets of rules. I'm sick of lies. I'm sick of things being told that aren't so, or things that should be told. And I'm tired of the whole damn thing. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I really am. Sick of the
you
whole
and me both.
Whole. Yeah, cock and bull thing. You don't even know what's what. It is going down. Now, if you truly, truly, truly wanted this to go down and not spread, they should have not had fans in those stands at all.
Yeah.
But there's too much money involved. I'm tired of it.
Other countries did for any of their sports games. They put pictures of people in the stands and had them pay for charity to help save money to help with COVID-19. You know?
Was everybody wearing the mask in the stands?
Well, I didn't see, but I've heard they weren't all wearing them. You know? I don't think the players were either. So, this is just such a fabricated, made-up-as-you-go-along piece of garbage in every way, shape, and form, and I'm tired of it. I have missed out, as you have too, Susan, of being with our mothers at a most crucial time in their lives, and I can't take it. Thank God. We're working on something, and hopefully something comes of it, because I can't deal with this anymore. I can't. I cannot deal with this garbage anymore. I have to be with my mom, and she has to be with me and you and Susan and each other, too, because when I see what goes on and who gets to be with their loved ones, and they don't even mention nursing homes, what they might do to get people together. They don't even talk about it. I don't even hear a plan or anything. Now, I don't have it. She doesn't have it. Why are we not together?
Yeah.
This is just...
I don't have it either.
This. No.
Terrible. Yeah.
Now, we go out shopping, my roommate and I. There's loads of people out there. Loads and loads. And we have been going out since this cock and bull story started. I mean, thank God we're both safe. He has several underlying conditions, but thank God he's safe so far. I just don't know where the lies start and end. But if we've been kept away for political nonsense, I will, I don't know what I'll do, but if I find out this whole year was one big fabrication, and people got sick, and people died, and people had to be away from their loved ones for a political agenda. And that's what I do believe some of it was. This is just cruel and inhumane, really. And has the governor got his, he had 5 days to get his report in. Has that been done yet?
I don't know. I'm telling you the truth.
No?
I don't know.
He told them no 3 times. Well, who the hell is he? They have to have clout over him, no?
You know, it bothers me. He seems to do what he wants.
Well, that's it, and he gets away with it. No laws apply to him?
Yep, I think so.
You know?
Oh,
I mean,
that's sad.
It's pitiful when I talk to her. I mean, it's nice, and she kicks around even, but it's pitiful that I'm still being asked, can I come tomorrow? Can I, you know, when can you come? And I can't even get through to ask. Some of them don't. I haven't gotten in touch with for weeks. I don't think she
would.
Well,
I got a mad reported by NBC tonight how the Democrats want to prosecute Mr. Trump. And many of the senators are saying, you know, that he'll never be convicted. So they're going to waste all that money to pull this damn thing off.
It wouldn't be the first time. They haven't learned from last year's impeachment that wasted everybody's money. Now, how are you going to put out of office a person who's not even in office?
Yeah.
I mean, why are
these
demented Democrats wasting our money? Just sit down and work on stimulus and get that going and stop this nonsense.
That's what they should be concentrating on.
Yeah, they should.
That's right.
The help
Absolutely.
For the people. Forget about everything else.
Mm-hmm. Now, nowhere, I noticed they cut out the part today, I was listening to some channel, where he said to march over peacefully and patriotically. That part was totally cut out. Because that is what he said that day. To go over peacefully and patriotically. And, no, they just cut out what they want. They misspeak of things. They just, there's no words to describe them. But get your butts down and work on the stimulus that people need this money. And let's go get going and stop wasting time on a second impeachment like the first one went nowhere.
Yeah, so
but at least
far,
he was in office then.
So far, all the Democrats have done is talk. They haven't done a damn thing for us.
They have done nothing. He signed a lot of things, redoing what Trump had done, which the country was quite good then. He's redoing everything. We're going to have so many people coming in here, leeching off this country. I can't even talk about it anymore. It's so disgusting, really. It really is, you know? It's really disgusting. He's just redoing that pipeline that gave people jobs. He's undone that. He's made enemies with the guy in Canada with the pipeline. I mean, I don't know who voted for him. I really don't. But, I mean, to waste money on this impeachment next week, when we could be getting more money as American citizens, no, we're going to waste more money on that for someone who's not able to be impeached because he's not in office. The Constitution says you can't impeach somebody who's not in office.
Yeah, I know what they want to prevent, though. They want to prevent
him. Oh, yeah, they don't want
him
to ever get in again.
But
that's
exactly
their whole thing. Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to do that, do it the first time. This is what I'm saying. If they really wanted to do that, they should have done it the first time when they had their chance, honestly. Because right now I'm sick and tired of all politicians. You hear that? All. Every single one of them.
Yeah, well, there are some rhinos that are no good, too. Those Republican in name only. They're no good, some of them, either.
Yeah.
You know?
All politicians right now are getting... Some of them are good. Some. There are some that are good who help. But there are very few. You know?
Yeah, because they don't spend time working on the things that are important that they should be doing for Americans. They waste too much time on this garbage, you know? And where's our
money? Maureen, have you able to do anything with the petition with Alice at all?
I have to. She said she would like to talk to you about it more. I'll give her the. I have to go back to her place tomorrow, actually, too. So I'll tell her again tomorrow the name of it and all. She'd like to know more from you if you
change.org.
But I'll give her the thing again.
She wants to talk to me on how to get to it. Also, I don't mind giving her the link either to get to it.
Oh, all right.
But tomorrow I'm going to
Maybe tomorrow when I'm at her house.
I don't know what's going to happen with my mom, so I got to wait and see that.
I'll be praying for her, Suzanne. When did she go in today to the hospital?
They called me around, I don't know, like right before Frank called. Yeah, or I called Frank. I don't know.
She called you herself?
No, she was unconscious. Unconscious, totally.
Oh.
Out cold.
Well, was she in the hospital at that time?
They called me from the nursing home. Let me know they have to send her to the hospital.
Oh. Well, you know, when a person gets to the stage.
She was unconscious, totally, Frank. No. Totally unconscious.
When a person gets to the unconscious stage, that's been working in them for a while.
And yes, I knew it from last week. I told them to look into it, but now it's like...
So they totally did nothing.
Yes,
I mean,
that's exactly what it
vile.
Was.
Vile.
Yeah.
That's vile.
They called me
that
around
really
5-something. Yeah. 5, around 5.
I mean, when you get to that stage, it's, you know, it's like my mom with the toe turning black for a whole month. You get to a stage, that cream or whatever ain't going to help.
Horrible
you know?
Places.
They are. They really, truly are. They really, truly
this
are.
This is not
you
the
know?
First time she's had septic results. She had septic
no.
in
right.
the beginning of this year. You know why? They let it sit there with whatever the, you know, thing that she had in the beginning of this year. She was coughing. They don't know if she had the flu because they didn't have the coronavirus, you know, thing. My feeling about it is she had all of it.
You know why? Because they tested her for the flu. She had the flu, but she was out cold. She had sepsis, too. So they didn't. They couldn't test her for coronavirus, but I really suspect she had it.
Yeah, probably, probably.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the stage that you're unconscious, I mean, that's way beyond the time they should have checked.
Well,
checked
it goes
out.
Right along with the title of our petition, Nursing Homes Kill People.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if they did that to her, I would definitely have got on there and say, you see this? I just did this the day before this petition, and look, they killed her the next day. Mm. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't say that.
So
hopefully,
said,
please,
so
God,
done.
She'll be all right.
Yeah.
She'll come through. I'll be praying for you and her both. She'll come through, okay, Susan?
I
hope she
so.
Will.
All right, we're going to move on, Maureen.
Okay, thank you.
You want to call in 213-816-1650. Sorry we can't take calls from around the world, only in the United States.
Yeah.
But again, to update listeners and people, Rose, my dear, dear friend, by the way, Suzanne's mom,
she is
in the hospital, neglected by the nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, blood poisoning and a bladder infection. So we're told.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that she was... They told you she was unconscious?
The nursing home did, yeah. That's why they were sending her to the hospital.
Damn.
They didn't know why.
I didn't realize it was that bad. So
it is.
Did they have her on critical?
Her vitals were okay, but she was unconscious.
Well, that's a good sign.
Which I'm like, how are her vitals... okay, but she's unconscious. That don't make sense.
No, you hope that they're telling you the truth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But anyway, just a plain horror story, a usual horror story that happens every day of the week with people because of these horrible nursing homes, because people don't belong in them. You know, well, what can you do about it? Sign our petition.
Yeah.
Pass it around. Anybody out there who would like to sponsor the petition, you know, you can put some money on it.
Please do.
And
it's
so
not
we can
only
get
for,
some,
for me, Maureen.
Signatures.
We have a lot of other people who are calling us as well, calling Frank's line, who, you know, don't have the ability to, you know, call during the show. We have people who are in nursing homes, don't have a phone because they lost their phone. Not the patient lost the phone. The people who the nursing home lost that person's phone. So she's in the nursing home. You know that's it's really.
Well, they
just,
lose everything, people.
Yeah, I know.
They don't care. They don't keep track of people's things.
They lost
they
the
neglect
wire
them.
That
they lose them or they
phone.
Take them. They steal them.
Yeah, that's true. You know how many times they took my mom's wire? I said, I brought it in here, I want it back. Whoever took it, I don't care, just put it back. That's what I said. Next time I come, it's back. That's all.
It's a horrible, horrible system.
Yeah.
And it's one that we have to get rid of.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so degrading. To the disabled, you talk about the image of the disabled person. You know what nursing homes does to that image? It's horrible. People don't have a good image of the disabled when you have these nursing homes functioning like this. They'd have a much better image of us if we were in our own home with the help we needed and try to live our lives as long as we can.
Frank, I got to go. The hospital's calling, okay? I got to go.
Right.
All right.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and sign the petition. That's the best thing you can do right now for Rosie and for all who are caught up in the horror of these nursing homes. The agencies aren't doing anything about it. The government isn't doing anything about it. The government is allowing people to lose their money, their identity, their home, and everything else. We're determined to stop it. And we need the help of people who care. You wouldn't want to be in that type of a situation. No one would. And unfortunately, millions are going to wind up like that in a nursing home because the system promotes it. You know, what was it, the remark that the governor made a few weeks ago? People die. Yeah, sure they do. But don't promote it. The nursing homes promote death. Sure they die. A stupid statement. But the nursing homes are promoting it. They make it worse. Because they encourage death by treating people like that. And we pray and pray that Rosie's going to make it through this. But the only thing is, she's got to go back to the damn nursing home. And that's not going to help her. Sign the petition. Put it on your social media. Help us get names. And maybe somebody who has the means, the funding, will see it and say, hey, let's get this thing started. You know, we have 1, 2, 3 people that we can start with to get them out into their own home and help pay for the cost of the home health care that they would need. Sure, it's risky, but it's not as risky as being in a nursing home. That's worse. You know. Inner Sight, we can't, the phones are off now, so. But the show is over anyway. We'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer, all our listeners. Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 484-3085, dog food and cat food, if you need that. Sign the petition. Help us do something about these nursing homes. Make a difference. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, Open Mic, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. 100,000, 3,000 listeners plus. And growing. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. That's the saying that Joe Arion gave us. All right, our phone number 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. And we'll come on tomorrow night with the open mic where you can talk about anything you want. Thank you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.